أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد الحمد لله another night and we get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also closer to one of the beautiful nights of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to seek it actively and to receive its abundant reward and khair insha'Allah al-Aziz. I think I speak on behalf of everybody that it's been a very long day today, and also the last few days have been quite challenging. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to complete the final few nights insha'Allah in the best of manners insha'Allah al-Aziz. Tonight's hadith and tonight's dua is also a very beautiful one, and hopefully inshallah it will give us some encouragement and empower us and strengthen us to a certain degree inshallah. As we all know, the most beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was none other than Sayyida, well done, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sitting with his most cherished and most beloved daughter one day, said, Ya Fatima, ma yamna'uki, that, O my beloved daughter, what prevents you from following this particular wasiyah, this advice that I'm about to give you, what prevents you from doing it? And this doesn't mean that she wouldn't follow the advice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather via and through Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually talking to us. He's giving us his wasiyah. And what is wasiyah? Wasiyah we generally translate is as, you know, some advice. But the real wasiyah is when somebody passes away and they give their final word, that this is my wasiyatnama, you know, I want you to do this, which shows the importance of that particular last statement. So this is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam speaking to his daughter and giving her this particular advice, and in turn the reality is he's actually giving us this advice. So what stops you from actually practicing this final advice, this essential advice that I'm about to give you? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say that every morning, sabahan wa masaan, every morning and also every evening, I want you to read this particular dua. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went on to read that dua to her and taught her that dua, which is a beautiful one, and I'm sure most of us already perhaps know this. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. And these are the two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi rahmatika astaghis. Bi rahmatika astaghis. أصلح لي شأني كله أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. This is the dua that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught his beloved daughter, which basically means calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, the one who is ever living, the one who is everlasting, the one who is eternal, and Ya Qayyum, the one who is independent and established and does not need any other form of things to establish himself. By your mercy, bi rahmatika astaghis, that I call unto you to set out all of my affairs. This is the translation of the dua, aslih li sha'ni kulla. And do not place me in charge of my soul, even for the blinking of an eye. So this is the general translation of that particular dua. So we'll just break it down very, very quickly to understand the beautiful nature of this particular dua. First and foremost, if you reflect on all of the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has ever taught or anybody else, he always teaches us the etiquettes of calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you go to your mom or your dad or perhaps your imam and say, Yo, hey man, hey woman. They're not going to respond in the best of manners and say, wait a minute, you're coming to me to ask me for something and this is how you address me and speak to me. So the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us a valuable lesson of calling unto Allah Azza wa Jal in the best of manners, with the best of adab and etiquettes. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. And if you see that in the Fatiha that we recite every single day, what do we say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki Yawmiddin, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After praising Allah azza wa jal, then what do we say? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Then we ask something for ourselves after praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, the etiquette are very, very important. If you want to get anything, even from your mother, from your boss, from your neighbor, or anybody else in the world, you need to learn to address them in the most dignified and respectful manners. And the one who deserves the most respect and dignity and etiquette is none other than our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that etiquette. So, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, calling on to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions in another hadith that in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Taha, within these surahs are contained the most majestic and the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do a cursory reading of these three surahs, you'll find that the most oft repeating names of Allah Azza wa Jalla are Hayyu and Qayyum. And therefore we learn from this that these are some of the greatest names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are other names, 99 names as we all know, but these are significant in this particular regard. So what are you asking? You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Hayy. And the Hayy comes from life. We also have life as well, do we not? But our life is dependent upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our life is not self-sustaining. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life is weak. Our life is feeble. We are limited in every single way and capacity. And there are certain things that we cannot do beyond our physical, emotional, mental and spiritual capacity. So when we are calling on to Allah Azza wa Jal, we are reminding ourselves that our life is nothing in comparison. We are insignificant and small and finite and weak, and we are turning to the ever-living, the ever-sustaining, the one who has always been and shall always be, the eternal one. This is a very, very important reminder of what you are trying to teach yourself, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي لا يموت, who will never ever die, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is far beyond, above all of those things, the eternal, the everlasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, and we are asking Allah to give us life through His beautiful name, i.e. give us life, give our heart life, and give our soul life as well. And Ya Qayyum, again, the one who is independent and self-sustaining, does not need anything. Everything will cease to exist, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue. We all depend. You depend on your mother and your father when you come into this dunya. You depend on your siblings, on your family. You depend on the handouts of the government in benefits. You depend on the NHS. You depend on so many things in the world. Our youngsters, this is their life. Take this away from them and their life will end. And if you want to go one step further, take the internet away from them and that's it. It's pandemonium, you know. This is their life, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the giver of life, the sustainer of life, He is the one we need to turn to. So when you say these names, they're not just basic names that we translate as Hayy and Qayyum, but they have so much more significance and meaning when you're calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that we need the help and the aid and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to sustain ourselves and in order for us to exist. And we're saying, بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. It is with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we seek His aid, we seek His help. Now, أَسْتَغِيثُ in the English language is very simple to translate, like, you know, aid or help. But in the Arabic language, it's far more deeper. And this is where ghawth comes from. The true and only ghawth is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ghawth and, you know, istighasa and birahmatika istighis in this particular element is like a person when they are drowning and they have no other way of savior, no other way of surviving. And at that point you're saying, oh Allah, you are the only one who can help me. Just like Yunus alayhi salam, who was it? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who Who saved him? Who saved Musa alayhi salam? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who saved all of the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the fire? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it means to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that dire desperation, when you know that none other can come to your aid or your assistance. So the only true one who is the ghawth is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be very, very careful in how we apply these terms and terminologies, and when we use this, it should be reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for anybody else. Even, you know, for the prophets, we should be very, very considerate and careful in this regard. Because the one who can only save us in all of our calamities is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's saying, بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثِ, is only with your rahmah, with your mercy, with your aid and with your assistance can I actually survive. Only with the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. If it is not the rahmah of Allah, you wouldn't be able to come into this masjid today. If it is not the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'd not be able to digest your food. If it is not for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to understand and have the faculty of thinking and processing. Everything is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what you are saying, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis, that you are showing your dependence, your feebleness before Allah Azza wa Jal and His grandeur, His majesty and His power and His might, saying, Allah, I need you and everything that comes from you. Bi rahmatika astaghis. Then the next bit of the dua, which is equally important, it mentions, Aslih li sha'ni kullah, that, oh Allah, you are asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct, to rectify, to adjust all of your affairs. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. You have problems. Every single one of us has problems. No matter who you are. You could be a millionaire, a billionaire. You could be a pauper. You could be a rich man. You could be from any baradri. You could be an imam. You could be a layman. Whoever you are, we all have problems. You have problems with your spouse, you have problems with your parents, you have problems with your own siblings, you have problems with your own children, you have problems with your employer, with your employees, with your neighbors, with your boss. There is no one in this world who has no problems. The only one to alleviate you from your problems and to correct and rectify your affairs is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what you are asking. You say, Aslih li sha'ni kulla, all of my affairs and my umur and my problems, oh Allah, you are the one who can correct them. So this is what you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that you say, Wala takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn, that, oh Allah, do not even place me in charge of my own soul, even for the blinking of an eye. Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّءِ, that our own nafs, you know, our whims, our desires, the waswas, and, you know, our ego is constantly telling us, encouraging us to do this bad thing or that bad thing or make this bad decision and do all of these things, you know, whether it's with business or with our relationships, with other things, that the nafs can never truly be, you know, believed or, you know, be given full rein to, oh, okay, you do whatever you want. If you allow your children to do whatever they want, what will happen? They'll be high on, not cocaine, but they'll be high on fizzy. They'll be high on sweets. They'll be high on sugar. And all of these things, why? Because you're letting them do whatever their nafs wants. You're letting them to go and destroy and cause havoc wherever they go. But you control their nafs and say, you can eat this much. You must behave in this particular way. You must, instruct, and behave in this particular manner to your grandparents or to your parents. And you control their nafs and you moderate their behavior. And as children grow up, then they learn to control their whims and their desires and their whimsical fancies, etc. But if you leave that rampant and leave that open, then you'll see utter chaos within your home and within your society. And this is why it's so important for you to always be in control of your nafs and all of the things that are connected to your nafs. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you know that you always don't make the right decision, whether it's with finding a partner or a relationship or a business or various other things. And you're asking Allah azza wa jal to guide you and your heart and your soul and your nafs to all of those things that are good for you and better for you, so you don't make a wrong decision even for the blinking of an eye. So this is this particular verse, this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to call out to him in the best of manners. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. And for us to share all our problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for his aid and assistance to fix all of our problems. Aslih li sha'ni kullah, and wa la takilni ila nafsi tarafat ayn. That even, not even for a moment may we go and allow our whims and our desires and our nafs to overcome us and to blind us from the things which are right for us in our deen as well as in our dunya. And for Allah's mercy to always guide us and encompass us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Jazakum Allahu khairan.